from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Evacuation in Aleppo resumes. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two additional villages evacuated. Residents of those villages will be included in today's evacuation, which has yet to begin. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accuse the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women, in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the violence, the latest in a string of attacks against women in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency had nothing to do with the attack. At least 13 Turkish soldiers were killed Saturday and dozens more were wounded when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in the central Turkish city of Kayseri. Turkish news agencies are reporting that the bus had stopped at a red light outside the gates of the university when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. He frequently refers to the Kurdish Workers' Party as the separatist terrorist organization. The 13 people killed in the blast and those wounded were off-duty.